He stared at her just long enough for Glass to blush, then broke away as his eyes flitted toward the table. An odd expression crossed his face as his gaze landed on the necklace. "I'm surprised no one snatched it up yet," he said quietly. "It's so beautiful." His arm dropped back to his side, and he turned around to give her a small, sad smile. "But then again, the beautiful ones can hurt you the most." "Luke," Glass began, "I..." But then she noticed a familiar figure behind Luke. Camille stood behind the counter of the paper tech stall, her eyes fixed on Glass. Luke glanced over his shoulder and then turned back to Glass. "Camille's covering for her father. He's been sick." "I'm sorry," Glass said. But before she had time to say anything else, she was distracted by the sound of raised voices. Glass turned and saw Cora shouting at the Walden woman. "If you refuse to charge me a reasonable price, then I'll have no choice but to report you for fraud." The woman paled and said something Glass couldn't hear, but apparently it was to Cora's liking, because she smiled and held her thumb up to be scanned. Glass grimaced, embarrassed by her friend's behavior. "Sorry, I should go."
"Don't," Luke pleaded, touching her arm. "I've been worried about you."
He lowered his voice.
"What are you doing here? Is it safe?"
The concern in his voice filled some of the smaller cracks in her battered heart, but not enough to make the pain go away. "It's safe. I was pardoned, actually," Glass said, trying hard to keep her voice steady.
"Pardoned?"
His eyes widened.
"Wow, I never thought... That's incredible."
He paused, as if unsure how to go on.
"You know, you never told me why you were confined in the first place."
Glass cast her eyes toward the ground, fighting an overwhelming urge to tell Luke the truth. "He deserves to be happy," she reminded herself firmly. "He's not yours anymore."
"It doesn't matter," she said finally. "I just want to put it all behind me."
Luke stared at her, and for a moment Glass wondered if he could see straight through her.
"Well, take care of yourself," he said finally.
Glass nodded.
"I will."
She knew she was doing the right thing for once. She just wished it didn't hurt so much.